June 13th, 2010. The weekend of the United Hearts. Sunday, 3 p.m. service. I see hundreds upon hundreds of angels just before Our Lady came. Blessed Mother is here as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Let me fill you with my joy as a new chapter of this mission opens. Today, the private cause of each soul is here in my heart, and I raise all petitions to the altar of the Most High. The full glory of this mission is at hand, both in heaven and on earth. Victory crowns my immaculate heart in holy love, and I celebrate with all the angels and saints, and each soul that comes here to this site of heaven's predilection. As you contemplate my immaculate heart, please understand that the sword which pierces my heart is the compromise of truth, which leads souls into sin. Many persecutions are based upon lies, but today my heart is shown to you as the vessel of truth, which you must turn to in holy love. Dear little children, all past moments of your lives, all the memories, crosses, and victories come together today as I have called you here and affirm your presence here. Grasp the grace of this present moment. Allow your Heavenly Mother to fill you and to use you as a holy instrument to call many others to this grace-filled property and site of signs and wonders. You have not chosen me so much as I have chosen you to be messengers of truth, apostles of holy love. Do not be so discouraged by those who do not believe as you are encouraged by the multitude who do believe. Their angels have come here today from all over the world. They are carrying many graces back to their points of origin, most of all, courage to live in the truth. Dear children, in heaven there are no denominations or labels to divide and separate one from the other. Rather, all are one in holy love. So it is, I urge you to be united in this way in the world, each one living in holy love. Then you would have no more wars or violence. You would not seek out pleasure in moral degeneration. All would be one, living to please God and one another as God intends you to be. How much I long to draw this generation into my Immaculate Heart, away from the influence of evil that pervades the world today. My heart is the safe refuge, the ark of the present moment. You, my children, must surrender willingly to my call and trust in this mother's heart and in my protection. My heart is the open door to the heart of my son. Together, we have prepared a place for each one of you. I sorrow for those who come here yet refuse to believe. My son holds them responsible for rejecting grace, most especially if they do not live in holy love after receiving all heaven offers here. The fulfillment of the gospel message is contained in holy love. Holy love is the fulfillment of the gospel message. Therefore, what have you to doubt? Why do you search out error where there is none to be found? Dear children, all of heaven is celebrating your presence here today. Be courageous, my little ones, in spreading my messages and my son's messages given this weekend. I am giving you permission to do so. Dear children, all of your petitions are secure in my heart. Today, I'm extending to you my blessing of holy love.